My name's Angela Stevens, and I'm with the podcast Refocus with Angela. And I get to interview some of the most dynamic people, and I find them all over the world. And ironically, one of my staff members and I were traveling to Chicago, and we just happened to be sitting separately. And my coworker, Sherry, sat next to a gentleman who she got to know, and she said he'd be great on this show. And we have reached out to him, and I'm so delighted that he could join us. So his name is Mike Bliss. He is an award-winning magician, comedy. He does comedy. He does pickpocketing. He does so much over 30 years. He's worked 30 years in Branson. He has performed at 39 Air Force bases, which we're going to talk to him a lot about that. And he was also voted Branson's Specialty Act of the Year and Best Stage Act for the Midwest Magic Jubilee. So first of all, Mike, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me. You never know where you meet people. And like you mentioned on the plane with Sherry, and then we're just chatting. And so, yeah, I'm super excited to be here. Thanks.
It was really, really great. It's funny. The same time I had a helicopter pilot that's supposed to be on our show down the road. So we're really excited. And I always tell people to meet people because you never know where, don't read a book. Go talk to somebody. So thank yes. you for that. But talk to us. Okay. So first of all, we're going to talk about you being a magician and a comedian, but a pickpocketing show. If anybody does not know what that is, you've got to explain that, because I'm interested in learning what that is.
Well, what I have learned first off, it's something that people don't forget. They do remember me by it. And so my background is I actually started magic when I was 3.5 years old. Because I saw a trick at a preschool party, and I saw an older kid cut a rope in half and restore it. And so that's what started my love for magic. So I had been practicing magic for a long time. And then when I was 17, 18 years old, I came across pickpocketing, legally speaking, because there is a magic shop that had a VHS tape from a guy from England that said his title, the title of the video was How to Pick a Pocket or Two, which is funny because that's from Fiddler on the Roof. I mean, Oliver, different play. I did Fiddler on the Roof as well. But Oliver was a play I did in third grade. And so I was a pickpocket then in the play. And so I loved that concept. And so I started learning it, watched the video that night, stole my first watch. And by now it's over. I added it up a couple of years ago. It's about 86,000 items, watches, belts, wallets. But it's a lot of fun because people don't forget it. And it's very memorable. And I do it while I'm doing the magic and having fun with the comedy.
I'm just going to have to interrupt you and say that I need to check with my employee and see if she is missing anything that might be important to her, right?
She was right next to me. I did tell her I was off duty at the time. Mm-hmm. And all those items, every single one was given back, believe it or not.
Actually. There you go.
It's fun. Watches are a lot of fun, but belts. I still a lot of guys' belts in the show, and they have no. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I get it off, and they see it right away that I take it off. But the fact that I get it off like that is very unexpected.
Oh, that is so interesting. So, talk to us a little bit about. So, you've been in Branson for 30 years, and you were actually performing on the famous Branson Bell, right before COVID. And then, tell us what happened when COVID hit.
So, it's a great venue. It's a lunch and dinner show. And I was out actually a part of that show since the beginning when they opened in 95. Wow. And obviously, COVID changed a lot of things for a lot of people all around the world. My business, in-person live entertainment, definitely. I was on the road on the Air Force tour when COVID hit, and March 12th of 2020 got sent home. So when you all of a sudden 95% of your income disappears in 24 hours overnight for that year, kind of changes things up and gives you a different outlook on things. So just like that venue, they delayed opening, they waited, and then they cut back on their shows and the number of people. And so we had two full casts. They're still going, by the way, but they have one cast going now. And so they cut down on the number of shows that they do. And then they brought me out to Silver Dollar City, and I did my show out there for a couple of years as well. So that's kind of what happened there. Yeah.
And if anyone doesn't know, that is located in Branson, Missouri. It's on the Table Rock Lake, and it is part of the Hirschen Foundation or the Hirschen Corporation that has Silver Dollar City. And many people may or may not know about that, but it's something that it's truly spectacular. But talk to us a little bit now. So you're on the road. We literally found you on the road, and you're performing all over, right, at corporations and schools. Tell us a little bit about what you do there.
Exactly. A lot of corporate events, banquets, fundraisers, churches, schools, and cruise ships. Actually, when I met you guys, Sherry, I was just coming back from Norway, actually, on a cruise. But yeah, I love doing the corporate banquets. I've been all over the country. I was just, I just did a church outreach in Illinois this past weekend. And then I did Marshfield, the weekend before for the Chamber of Commerce. And then I've got some Edward Jones coming up, events, banquets, and then Christmas. I'm all over the place from Branson to Texas to Oklahoma. And then even in the spring, I've already got bookings for like post-proms. I've got corporate events in Minnesota, Michigan, all over the place. So it's just having fun with their banquets. It's typically after dinner, I do an hour show. And they also do the mingling social cocktail hour too.
I love your spirit and I love your energy because you've got the attitude of, hey, I'd love to go see that person perform. So you've obviously done something. And I have to admire the fact that you were able to take something that could be devastating to many people of losing, their permanent role, because you're a family man. You've got 5 kids, right? So, you've got responsibilities, but you made it happen and you created something that's going to be awesome even in the future. I know. So I want to talk to you a little bit. First of all, this is about focusing. And I want to talk to you about, let's say that you've been on the Branson Bell and you're doing the show over and over, right? Pretty much the same, but there's got to be days that you're not focused, right? Or that you just, maybe you didn't sleep well, or you were tired, just didn't have game on. What do you do? Mm-hmm. Because everyone on this show has something different that they do. What is it that you do that kind of gets you back together and gives you game on?
So great question. That's obviously a biggie, especially when you do it day in and day out at venues and theaters. Like the Showboat, we were doing 9 shows a week. Years ago, I've had 5 kids and 3 are out of the house, so 2 are left at home. So when I was running around with the kiddos and just crazy nonstop and going to doing 2 to 3 shows a day at times. I mean, I've done 20, 22 shows a week running Branson at times. So first and foremost, I absolutely love what I do. So that's a biggie. So to love what you do, obviously, the audience is going to know that, whether or not that you love it. I mean, you're not going to fake that with them. So that's a huge thing. The other thing is just, I not only loving what I do, but it goes back to a magician from in the 50s that said a phrase, I walk on stage, and the reason that it's true and real is that I love my audience as well. And the reality is that, I love what I do. I love what the audience, because let's face it, they took their hard-earned money to come see something that I'm a part of, whether they came to see me specifically or not, I'm there. So I didn't grow up with money. So I know it's a big deal. So, I want to spend money on something. I want somebody to be good at it, to care about it. And I want them to have fun at the same time. If they don't care, if it's rote, because let's face it, we're in a script where, it's a lot of memorized lines, routines I've done tens of thousands of times. But to the audience, it's got to come out fresh and that I love it. So there's that background in and of itself. And then when you have life happen, hello, good, bad, up and down, it's taking a breath, focusing, knowing what I'm doing. It's having the confidence of I am a professional from years of practice. I know what I'm doing. Go out and do it because they expect you to do it already. At the same time, if I have a problem, if there's negative things or bad things, like personal things that we've gone through, life and family, the ups and downs, I pray about that too. And just to peace of mind going in. And now, hey, I got a job. This is my job for 2 hours. I'm here to have fun, entertain, even though I'm having some bad situations later or that I'm dealing with home or anywhere else in the world. It's my job to have fun and bring that laughter, bringing people together and just having a great time. So it's a common of all that, the professionalism, my quality, I know what I'm doing, and hey, they pay money to see me. Let's just go have fun. Let's do it. And then we'll go back to the life, in an hour, 2 hours from now, this is real world, get back to it. dirty diapers from the kids, raising five kids and everything else running around. So exactly. It's just that focus and caring about what I'm doing. And that to me is what separates professionals from the non-professionals.
You are absolutely right. I could not have said that better myself, because sometimes you know it, the audience, they know it. And as you and I talked before, I know I've been acting my whole life. I speak, and believe me, if you do not believe in what you're doing, it shows. Yeah. It shows. So that is, and that's why I'm so passionate about what I do. But I want to talk to you about something really interesting that we've never talked about ever on the show out of 140 episodes or more now.
Okay.
So you have gone and performed at 39 Air Force bases. Mm-hmm. So talk to us about that. I want to ask you a couple questions. I know they love it. I know they love it. What is it like for them? What is it like for you? And why is it, you know, we always see it on TV. We see that somebody was performing and you have these people just cheering you on. I don't know if it's a glimpse of home, but in your words, what is it that's just so special about those?
So that was obviously a very cool, personal, neat opportunity to be asked to do that. I had been working with an agency and trying to make that happen for a number of years. And being in Branson, I'm committed so much at the time, you know, 8 months out of the year, 10 months out of the year, it was kind of hard making it happen. And then finally in, that was 2019, we set it up to get that happen and done in 2020, starting in the spring of 2020. And it was spread out originally over about 4 months. Kind of going out for 4 or 5 days, come back. And I got 16 dates in, you know, before March 12th of 2020. But anyway, and then I finished it in 2021. I finished the rest of them. So that was very cool to get back to it. So I got to entertain for all the families. I mean, I myself never served. My father did in Vietnam, in the Navy, my grandfather in the Army. My cousin was in the Army for 30 years. And I got a lot of friends, of course. So that was a big, big deal for me to be able to do that. Just to give a little bit back of fun smiles of having these families that, you know, they go, I mean, they're transferred a lot. They might be there for maybe a year, you know, 6 months, a year, year and a half, and then they're transferred somewhere else. And they're moving a lot, but all these families are living right there. They're on the bases. So it was really neat to see both one security, because it's crazy security to even get on the base to go through that.
Right.
Get there and to be there. Everybody was so appreciative. The head guy, the commander who brought me in, was there for my first show, was there in person when we met for the first time. And it was very nice. Nabu, just a cool guy. He saw my show and then live for the first time. And he's very appreciative and very complimentary. He's like, it's pretty obvious you've done this 1,000 times. You're like, these families are going to love it. I'm so glad we worked this out. So that to me was very cool. And giving back a little bit to see the little kids of all ages. I mean, there are, you know, 1, 2, 3-year-olds, 5-year-olds, teenagers there, and the parents all together. And so that was my show. I do love doing a show for everybody of all ages, from the 4 or 5-year-olds all the way up to, you know, grandparents even. But that one is a lot of fun. One for family time. They're appreciative of it. Was over the top. Great. They've asked me back. So we're kind of lining that up for about another year from now to do another tour, is what we're chatting about. But it was an honor to do it. It was very cool to see that and to be a part of that, because it's obviously not an easy job and everything going on in the world now, especially. It was truly an honor to be asked to do that and to have a small part, bringing some smiles on their faces.
And again, when we hear that, we think of it's the military that's actually in the audience, but it's the families too.
Yes.
You know, because you don't think about this when people move in the United States to move. If you've got a daughter or a son in high school, it's like a big traumatic deal, right? There, if you say you're leaving, I mean, you're going, you go, there's no question. And I admire that. And I also think that's kind of cool for the kids, because they're more resilient to changes in their future as well. So anyway, I appreciate that, because we've never kind of gotten that perspective. And I think that's so, so neat. So you had a couple of ideas that you were going to show us about kind of what you do. So I cannot wait. So I'd love to see what you're talking about.
So it actually, the first idea I had has to do with focus, like focusing. Like, for example, I've got a pen here. And so let me ask you this. So simply put, which way is the pen pointing? Where's the pen pointing? Up or down?
Up or down. It's up.
It's up right now. And now, which way is it pointing?
Down.
Down.
Up.
Up.
Sideways.
But where is it?
To the right. Your left.
Now, which way is it pointing?
To the right, your left. Oh, look at you. He caught me. I got it wrong. Oh, my goodness. He's very good. Look at that. Just with a pen. We're going to have this. If you're listening on audio, we're going to have this on video. And I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at this stuff. So I'm impressed. So, yeah.
So it's pointing. I'll recap it. Right. But what's crazy is when I push it right through the hand.
Oh,
it comes back.
Look at
and
that.
If you were live and in person doing this, all I would do is I would recap it and I'd say, right now, is it pointing up or down?
Up, and it's down. It's a trick pen.
And then you would actually examine that. I'd give this to you in person. That's what I do for close-up English and having fun. So
I love that. I love that. Do you have anything else?
A lot of people ask how magicians make money. And okay. So here's a little example of how a magician might make some money. Just if you have just a few bucks, you know, start off.
As my
off
son
with,
says, you never have to worry about me because I just have debit cards, so I never had cash, but go ahead.
Okay.
Guys do. Why is that? Guys do, but women, we just have our cards.
You have the card, but in person, if you want to keep an eye on it, you can instantly have it changed. That quickly,
and he just changed a bunch of ones into 20s. And he's...
So there you go.
Interesting. Just send that to me, to my address, and I'll check that out.
Okay.
That is great. That is great. Well, you obviously, like I said, you love what you do. It's so impressive. It's so, I admire you. I admire your spirit, and I love what you do. You've been on 30 Seconds to Fame. You've been on the Game Show Network. I bet you were great on the Game Show Network. You were on America's Got Talent. You were on America's Got Talent.
I did that back in 2007. So it's been quite a while ago.
Yeah.
And it was actually an act that my boys performed with me. This is one thing I didn't tell you. All my kids have done the shows with me over the years. My two oldest boys traveled with me and performed in Branson for 9 years with me. So that was very cool and unique. That was during grade school, actually. We homeschooled them. I didn't want them smarter than me. And so...
No,
and so that was a very cool.
That is a huge commitment, and I, you win. That's all there is to it. I've got one child. You win. No, that is
that was a lot of fun.
And then, you run the Huckabee show, this shows my age. I remember that show, and Penn and Teller.
Yes, Penn and Teller was a few years ago. Yeah, 2018. Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. Awesome. So. That is great. Well, I got to tell you, it's so awesome having you on here. I have one last question for you. I want to ask you about when you focus that, like I said, there's got to be days you're not there. Now, maybe not. Maybe you're so good, but most people, there's that day, right? There's that one day.
True.
But when you are driving in your car or taking that, you know, you're on the plane going somewhere, but you're just not there and you've got to be ready when you get there. But it is a day that you just don't have game one. You're not there.
Right.
What is the music or the genre or the artist that you listen to that gives you game on?
So first of all, I am fortunate and blessed. It is very rare for whatever reason. I've been fortunate and blessed. The energy, this is how I am. This is, you know, the energy, this is how I am. My wife and I are very opposite. But so.
Yeah, and
I,
he's I right. He's energy. Just like this on the plane. He's awesome. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
So this is me. And I just, I might up it a little bit more on stage, just have, you know, crazy fun, but this is who I am. This is, you know, just having fun with people. I'm an 80s guy, you know, literally most of the 80s music. But what in particular is one that I kind of think of as Never Gonna Give You Up is kind of one, kind of fun, upbeat. And so anyway, but most of the 80s music, of course, there's some great love songs, but some of those are slow. But I just enjoy some great 80s music. My major in college is music theater. So I did sing and dance for a number of years as well with my comedy magic and everything. So I love some great music. I literally love all types of genres. What is my favorite genre? I'll have to say 80s music is my baby. That's my baby.
Love it. That is it. That's perfect. That's perfect. Well, thank you again, Mike Bliss. We will put his information on this website.
It's updated this year. So yeah, it's MikeBlissComedy.com. Yeah,
MikeBlissComedy.com. So awesome. Thank you so much for your time today. I graciously appreciate it. I'm blessed that we met you on the plane, and I knew you'd be great. And I just want to thank you again.
Thanks a lot for having me. Appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
In today's fast-paced world, maintaining focus can be a challenge. For those dealing with ADHD, it's even more crucial. Hardy Nutritionals presents Daily Essential Nutrients, a groundbreaking, non-habit-forming alternative to mainstream treatments. Imagine a day with crystal clear focus, natural energy, and an improved mood. That's what Daily Essential Nutrients offers. It's not just another supplement. It's a scientifically backed, comprehensive micronutrient formula. So what sets it apart? Independent studies. Hardy Nutritionals Daily Essential Nutrients is backed by third-party, double-blind research demonstrating its effectiveness in reducing symptoms of ADHD. Forget about unwanted side effects. Daily Essential Nutrients is designed to work with your body, providing balance and support for your brain's natural chemistry. It's time to focus on what matters most. With Hardy Nutritionals, you're not just getting a supplement, you're getting a foundation for better mental health. So visit GetHardy.com to learn more and take the first step towards a focused, healthier you with Hardy Nutritionals Daily Essential Nutrients. Use the code TIME, the number 2, REFOCUS. So T-I-M-E, the number 2, REFOCUS in the promo code area. And they're going to give you a discount on your first order when you sign up. So check them out at GetHardy.com.